Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I don't know why anybody thought of this list, but I'm glad that they did. It's foods that are delicious and awesome in small amounts, but disgusting and gross in large amounts.
Love it.
I don't know why they came up with this, but I'm so glad. You're going to be mad at some of the things on this list.
Am I?
Okay. And I'm really mad at number one, but after thinking about it, I'm like, oh, I get it. Okay. I guess I do get it. And I'll admit that.
Okay.
Number one, cheesesteaks. No, it's cheesecake. Woo, Philadelphia, you're okay, back, you're fine.
How much cheese steak can you even eat?
Number one is cheesecake. It's cheesecake.
Okay, I don't get that one because...
No, you
eat like a slice of cheesecake and then move on.
You don't get to the end of a slice of cheesecake and you're just like... Whoa.
Well, actually...
Right, it's just like it's just sitting in my stomach. And then, God forbid, you get one at the Cheesecake Factory.
It gets kind of sour towards the end.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Here's some other things on there. I don't agree with this one, but I get it. I guess I get it. Is a bowl of breakfast cereal. And I think they're saying that because if you get into it, eventually it's going to just start getting soggy. And that's gross. I do think that's gross. Number three on this list. So true. Frosting. These are foods that are great in small amounts, but gross in big amounts. Remember when you were a kid and you jockeyed hard for the corner position of the cake?
Okay, so I never did, but I do know like many people that do. And it is like, it's like you win a prize.
Yeah.
If you get that corner piece.
My cousin and I had the same birthday, born on the same day, same year. So we were like, almost like twins, but we were cousins. So we always had birthday parties together. I remember having passionate fights over who got the rose. And now thinking about eating that much frosting is disgusting. Here's another one. Wasabi.
Yes.
And wasabi to me is like a hotel shower. 1 centimeter the wrong way and it's too much.
Yes.
You know, like, I love wasabi. I love that bite. I love that sting.
I do, too.
But then, man, you just put a little bit too much wasabi in there, and you get that pain in the back of your skull, which, what the hell is that? Like, you know you're not eating a good food for your body when the nerves in your skull start to fry. Candy corn. I love all candy corn.
I knew candy corn was gonna be on there. I just knew it.
Yeah. Marshmallows.
Okay.
I agree with that one, too.
What about peanuts?
I'm not seeing peanuts.
Okay.
Not on this list, no.
Because I feel like peanuts are something you have a handful, maybe two.
Really? Pretty much all nuts, I'm totally fine with.
Really?
Yeah, I could. I'll eat like a great white shark. My eyes will roll over black, and I'll just eat nuts until, like, they're gone. Whole bag of them.
Not me.
Honey. Totally agree with that one, too. I agree with this whole list, actually. I think you can have way too much honey sometimes.
See, the thing about this list is it seems like you could say anything. Cream cheese.
Well, that's like cheesecake.
Right.
You know, but let's move on to, speaking of cream cheese, something that you're not going to be happy about.
Uh-oh.
Lox. So these are a list of foods that are great in small amounts, but gross in large amounts. If you want to add to it, you can text in to 916-909-1065.
Okay, I have to agree with Lox.
Really?
Yeah.
I was worried that you weren't going to.
I have to, because after a while, it's just slimy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of slimy.
Okay.
Another one you're not going to like. Man, you like some slimy stuff. Oysters.
But I almost cussed. That is some BS. There aren't enough oysters in this world to send me to the point where it's, I've had too much.
You never get grossed out?
No.
You really?
God, they're so good. Oh, God.
They're gross to look at.
They're gross to look at,
sure. It looks like somebody who's sick spit in a shell.
Yeah.
And that doesn't get to you after a while?
My like a great white shark, my eyes roll back in the back of my head and I just go for it.
Butter?
I knew butter was going to be on there.
Do you get grossed out with too much butter?
No.
Really?
No, I love butter.
For me, the only time that butter takes a turn is if it gets too, like, I love hot butter, but just like wasabi. You 1 centimeter too much and it burns. That smell gets stuck in my head for days.
The only thing about butter is, oh God, my brain fog is so bad. Sorry.
The old butter fake out again. Sorry, guys. We were all on pins and needles. This is why we're number one, Sacramento.
Oh, I remember what I was gonna...
Because of great teases like, you know, the funny thing about butter. And we're all just hanging out there, just waiting for Kate. Okay. What is the thing about butter? And then she goes, it's gone.
COVID got me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.